not. I don't think it's only us. It's happened to a couple of other counties, I think, as well. We can't afford the Plexar AT&T system. They continually go up almost monthly on our charges, and county funds are not. You can't jack with them too much because we don't have that much coming in. So we signed a contract with a company called Nobel, who's been putting in phone systems for the counties and the cities around, make us a little more cost effective. And when they went to, I don't know the exact words, port our numbers from AT&T over to us, AT&T began giving them trouble. We'd have to wait 10 days, and then they'd say they were going to do it, and then they'd hold them up again, and we'd have to wait another 10 days. And we've been into this, I don't know, 6 weeks or so. And now it seems they've ported our numbers over, but the landline people in Hughes County that are on AT&T have been cut off from calling into this local government. So if you need to get a hold of the sheriff, you can. It just rings busy or doesn't ring at all. If you need to call the court clerk to see when you're supposed to show up for jury trial, you can't get through. AT&T has blocked us. They are holding us hostage. They are mad at us because we choose to use a different company, a different vendor for our phone line.
So, Carolyn, in other words, it was all a cost-saving move.
Oh, definitely. The Plexar system with AT&T was the way to go in the day. And then they began raising rates, and we just saw a significant increase in our telephone lines here in the courthouse. And being a courthouse in a large building, we have to have many offices outfitted with telephone lines. And so this company came in, is called Nobel Communications, I think, and presented us a plan where we could lease some new phones and get rid of our Office Depot phones. You know, we were all excited. We were going to save a tremendous amount of money on our phone bill, and they were going to do our internet also, which, being out here in Hughes County, we are very limited to internet access. And so they were just going to make all of our dreams come true, and then AT&T decided that they didn't like us leaving them, and they pretty much held us for ransom for quite a few weeks. And now they've held us hostage, I think, by keeping local patrons from being able to call the courthouse and report an emergency to the sheriff's office or be able to save themselves a bench warrant by being able to call the court clerk and tell, you know, find out when their jury appearance is to be, because if they don't show up, they're automatically got a warrant out for them. So
Carolyn,
it's kind of serious for us. We're just a small town, Holdenville, Oklahoma, but this is very serious for us. We're in the middle of tax season. Nobody can call the treasurer's office that doesn't have a cell phone, and we're trying to put the word out, but we've called the Corporation Commission. Yesterday we started a campaign to see if Mr. Anthony could help us, and it seems as though his office called us this morning and said that they would definitely work on it, so we're happy about that.
You know, those are kind of some tough words to say that you're being held hostage, and I understand the situation, but, you know, what kind of, indication or proof that you might have that AT&T is doing this intentionally?
Well, I don't know that I have proof. It's just the phone company this Nobel Systems has been trying to get our phones installed and our lines ported over for weeks. And AT&T would say, okay, we're going to give them to you such and such date. And that date would come. I'd have five people in this building ready, you know, ready to go. And AT&T would say, no, not, you know, that's not happening today. So we'd have to wait another 10 days. And so to me, that's them taking advantage of us by not just saying, okay, fine, you know, I don't want to buy McDonald's coffee. I want to buy, another cup of coffee at another place down the street. And now McDonald's cuts us off from going anywhere but to them. That's a bad, I'm sure that's a bad reference.
Yeah.
I don't know how to tone it down to something more.
Sure. No, I understand that.
And maybe hostage is quite the harsh language. It's just you have to understand that in my situation here, I'm hearing a complaint from every one of our offices and every one of the patrons that can't get through. And so my frustration level is pretty high right now, so I don't have too much nice, I guess.